All right, let's dive in. Today, we're uncovering the top 7 key facts about the iconic Super Bowl halftime shows. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy, where you'll learn 7 facts about Super Bowl halftime shows. Halftime highlights hold historical hype. Let's start with the basics. Fact number 1. The Super Bowl is the annual championship game of the NFL. This game is not just the pinnacle of American football, but a cultural event watched by over 100 million people worldwide. Test question. What is the annual championship game of the NFL? Correct answer, the Super Bowl. Remember this, Super Bowl, Super Goal. Next up, fact number 2. Halftime shows started with college marching bands. Initially, these performances were a nod to traditional American football culture, but evolved over time. Test question. What was initially featured in Super Bowl halftime shows? Correct answer, college marching bands. Memory aid. Bands began the halftime plans. Moving on to fact number 3. In the 1990s, popular music acts began headlining halftime shows. This shift aimed to attract a broader audience and counteract competing broadcasts. Test question. When did popular music acts start headlining Super Bowl halftime shows? Correct answer. 1990s. Memory aid. 90s music made halftime magic. All right, let's continue with fact number 4. The NFL does not pay halftime performers an appearance fee. Despite no fee, performers gain immense exposure, making it a sought-after gig. Test question. Does the NFL pay performers for the halftime show? Correct answer, no. Memory aid. No pay, but a big display. On to the next one, fact number 5. Halftime performers often see spikes in album sales. The exposure from the Super Bowl can lead to increased sales, known as the Super Bowl bump. Test question. What phenomenon results from Super Bowl performances boosting album sales? Correct answer. Super Bowl bump. Memory aid. Perform at the bowl, sales on a roll. Now let's move forward with fact number 6. Michael Jackson set a new standard for halftime shows in 1993. His performance featured elaborate choreography and special effects, watched by over 90 million viewers. Test question. Who set a new standard for Super Bowl halftime shows in 1993? Correct answer. Michael Jackson. Memory aid. In 93, Jackson set the spree. Let's shift gears a bit to our final fact, number 7. The NFL covers all expenses for the halftime show performers and their entourage. This includes travel and accommodations, ensuring a high-quality performance without financial burden. Test question. Who covers the expenses for Super Bowl halftime show performers? Correct answer. The NFL memory aid. NFL pays the way to play. Quick recap time. Fact number 1. What is the annual championship game of the NFL? Correct answer. The Super Bowl. Fact number 2. What was initially featured in Super Bowl halftime shows? Correct answer. College marching bands. Fact number 3. When did popular music acts start headlining halftime shows? Correct answer. 1990s. Fact number 4. Does the NFL pay performers for the halftime show? Correct answer. No. Fact number 5. What phenomenon results from Super Bowl performances boosting album sales? Correct answer. Super Bowl bump. Fact number 6. Who set a new standard for Super Bowl halftime shows in 1993? Correct answer, Michael Jackson. Fact number 7. Who covers the expenses for Super Bowl halftime show performers? Correct answer, the NFL. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. That's a wrap for today. Great work. Let's pick it up next time.